The only original building at Clayville is the Stagecoach Stop. The barn and the other buildings were brought in by a gentleman named Emmett Pearson, who was a prominent physician here. And in about 1960, he was informed by a family member that there was a historic building and some property for sale, and he purchased it. The only building there at the time was the Stagecoach Stop. And his goal and his vision was to create a pioneer village. So at that point, he started bringing in other buildings. One is the Batterton Cabin, built in 1818, came from Menard County, which was originally part of Sangamon. And then he brought in other structures, another barn called the Cunningham Barn, which came from Cass County, and the Provines Barn, which came from about three-quarters of a mile east of the present area of Clayville.
I wondered about some of these future plans, what you're wanting to have housed in the Provines Barn.
Well, Doris and I, as descendants of the Provines family, felt that the building was significant for a number of reasons, and we wanted to honor the pioneer farmers. And the center section of that barn is pretty good size, and we decided to clean it out, which, you know, barns collect things over the years, and create a pioneer or an early settlers agriculture museum. When the Pleasant Plains Historical Society bought Clayville in 2009, we also inherited a number of barns full of rusty stuff, and a number of those things were very early pieces of farm equipment, and we thought it was an appropriate thing to do to store them in an area where they could be visited and viewed by the public.
Having lived in this area and having a lot of family from this area, what are those family ties, and I suppose what do they mean to you?
Other families with their ancestors, they probably have some books or letters, a few things, mementos like that of their ancestors. But here we actually have the great-grandparents' barn, a tangible thing, and I'm wanting them to come and see what their ancestor did. And I'm going to encourage the relatives that are coming in to think about that part of their family heritage is right here.
It sounds like in addition to the historical value that you've got in the barn itself, that you're really putting an emphasis on local genealogy and encouraging people to, you know, dust off some of those photo albums and really kind of explore and look back at where their ancestors ended up and where they came from.
Exactly. And the sad thing, the Provines name, the truth now is that through marriage, the lady descendants, when they marry, they lose their name. So here I am with all these Provines ancestors, but I got married to a Hamel, and now there's hardly anyone around with the Provines name. So when we get the Centennial Award, it's going to be printed and just say, instead of saying Hamel Farms, to say Provines Hamel.